the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers had high hopes going into last year's football season. U of N was ranked 24th before the opening kickoff on August 31st. The Huskers won four of their first five games and five of their first seven before a four-game losing skid put them in a last-game must-win predicament to be bowl eligible. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime online for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. Nebraska played Iowa on November 29th with a win assuring the Huskers of a bowl game. Alas, Iowa kicker Keith Duncan nailed a 48-yard field goal with 1 second remaining to crush Nebraska's bowl dreams. Back with me, Ben Stille, the 6'5", 295-pound starting D lineman senior from Ashland, Nebraska, playing with the Cornhuskers on Sports and Commentary. That was a tough Saturday for you guys, Ben, that loss to Iowa. Talk about the heartbreaker there.
Yeah, I would definitely lump that into another frustrating day as well for us, as they were numbering last year. But yeah, for sure, we felt like we had a good opportunity to win that game, a good opportunity to just get one more game for our seniors, go to a bowl game, and just really get some more reps for our young guys as well, some more practice in for the team. Overall, some bowl prep practices and just grow as a team. So yeah, that was extremely disappointing to come up short on the last second field goal there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's in the past now. So let's talk about 2020. Scott Frost going into his third season as head coach there in Lincoln. What about the prospects for this year's team?
Yeah, I'd definitely say everyone was super hyped up, super excited when he came in. Everyone feels like he's the right guy for the job for sure. And I still think there is a lot of excitement around him, as young as he is, and the success that he's had in the past. So I think really just everyone is hoping for that to carry over here, and everyone expects it to. I think we're definitely trending in the right direction. Just getting the culture trending in the right direction I think is huge. I think that was a huge jump we had to make from year one to year two, and even now into year three, we're still growing in that area.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ben, you were on the Big Ten all-freshman team back in 2017, and now here we are in 2020. You've gone through position change. You've split some time with other players. Do you feel like finally this is your year as a senior to break through?
Yeah, for sure. I was kind of, at that time, that was my freshman year, I was playing outside linebacker that year, quite a bit, a little bit of my hand in the dirt, a little bit of D-line. I was kind of a swing player back then. So I've really been growing into just the 3-4 scheme. After that, we had a coaching staff change, growing into the 3-4 scheme and really growing into a 3-4 D-lineman more so than outside linebacker. So it's taken me all these past years just to continue to put weight on, to get to the most I've ever weighed now, and really to try to fit the mold more so of a 3-4 and then a 4-3 end, which is what we were recruited for with the original staff when we came in. I came in to play 4-3 end, to play D end, and then the opportunity arose where we were kind of low at outside linebacker, and I still hadn't put on a ton of size yet, so I was able to still play in space a little more at that point in time, be an edge rusher and whatnot. It was a good way for me to get on the field early, get a taste of Big Ten football and everything. So it was definitely a good opportunity for me, and I'm very blessed for it to happen.
All right, Ben Stille of the Nebraska Cornhuskers football team with me today on Sports and Commentary. And our first opportunity, Ben, to get you on the show, so let's learn your story of becoming a man of God, living out your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Tell me about that, will you?
Yeah, for sure. I'd say there's been a key couple people here at the university that have helped me grow in my faith. I was raised in the faith, but didn't really have a personal relationship with Christ. And so when I got to the university, Ron Brown, Robbie Trent, two guys here that really helped me grow in my faith and figure out what it looked like to, you know, play with Christ in my mind when I'm out there on the field, and not just for him to be the before and after game prayer, to really integrate him into all parts of my life and football and workouts, which is a lot where a lot of my time is spent, for sure.
Yeah, that's great. So how does going deeper with Christ, Ben, change you as a football player?
Yeah, for sure. I think it frees you up as a player, frees you up in workouts, to definitely helps you play without fear, for sure. Just knowing that God has it all in His plan, and just knowing that, you can just free you up to play, I think, and just trust Him with the result, and not really be worried about wins and losses on the scoreboard, but just gauging your wins and losses by whether you played for Christ or not on that play.
Yes, that's right. And if you do that, man, Jesus wins every time, doesn't He?
Yep, for sure. So that's definitely something that I had to get used to, just gauging wins and losses, not from a worldly perspective, but from Jesus' kingdom instead.
Amen. 6'5", 295-pound senior defensive lineman Ben Stille of the Nebraska Cornhuskers football team. Yeah, Ben, thank you for taking this time with me, coming back on Sports and Commentary. God bless you.
Yep, no problem. Appreciate it.